E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former New York Mayor and Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy. Norman Hall has details.
Once heralded as America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani has acknowledged severe financial strains in a filing in bankruptcy court. Giuliani listed nearly $153 million in existing or potential debts, but assets in the range of $1 million to $10 million. A spokesperson says the filing will give Giuliani time to appeal a court order to pay $148 million in a defamation case filed by two Georgia election workers.
The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
But the bankruptcy filing may not forestall the penalty. A federal judge in Washington says the two workers can start working immediately to collect the judgment. Norman Hall, Washington.
A mass shooting today, this one in the Czech Republic. Prague's police chief says a lone gunman opened fire in a university, killing at least 14 people and injuring 25. The gunman, a student at the university, also reported to be dead. In economic news, builders stepped up construction of single-family homes last month as mortgage rates ease. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year at 6.67%, the 15-year at 5.95%. The White House says serious scrutiny is warranted for the planned acquisition of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel. And Damian Troisi has the AP Markets Report.
Several strong profit reports helped Wall Street claw back most of its sharp loss from the prior day. The S&P 500 rose 1% Thursday and is back within 1% of its all-time high a day after its worst drop in nearly 3 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.9% and the NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.3%. Treasury yields were mixed following several economic reports, including one showing the U.S. economy grew by less during the summer than earlier estimated. Damian Troisi, New York.
This is AP News. The holiday travel rush has begun.
At the airports, memories are still fresh of last year's holiday meltdown at Southwest Airlines. 2 million travelers were stranded. Anna Zappa made it back home from Santiago, Chile.
We drove to the airport at 5 p.m. and then I landed in Houston this morning at 5 a.m. and wow. I fell asleep right at the gate waiting for my flight to Chicago.
Maggie Terrell took the chance and flew standby from New York to O'Hare.
The week of holiday, you know, is tricky to do, and I made it on the second try, so I'm feeling really lucky. I feel like Santa's real. He's good. He's out there.
The FAA says it is creating more air traffic routes, especially along the East Coast, to help keep planes moving over the holidays. But weather could be a factor. People driving will find gas cheaper than last Christmas. Saturday is expected to be the busiest day on the roads. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.